part two, Sacrament of the Altar. What is the benefit of this eating and drinking? The words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins show us that God gives us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation through the sacrament.
For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation.
Congregation's favorites. This side, Jerry.
Just go across the page, 342, the first two verses.
Three. Two in a row, or do we need another one from over here now? We need one from over here. Would anybody on this side have a hand? 54, verse 1. Three, how can eating and drinking do such wonderful things? Eating and drinking actually do nothing. It is the words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins which do this.
These words, together with the bodily eating and drinking, are the main part of the sacrament. Whoever believes these words has exactly what they say, forgiveness of sins.
A hymn from this side. Anything in the back row back there? Or the second to the back row? Pardon?
53, verse 1 and 2.
Hymn 53, verse 1 and 2. Side, John.
201 and 8.
Easter hymn.
Even if he lives through the ones.
Okay.
I'd like to give our organist a chance to sing her favorite hymn.
I like them all. 201's not a bad one. I like that one.
And you know what the page? Hymn 201. Stanza 1.
Yeah, 1's fine.
Continue with part four, the last part of the sacrament of the altar. When is an individual properly prepared to receive this sacrament? Customs in connection with eating and clothing are indeed a fine preparation. However, a person is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.
Whoever does not believe these words or doubts them is unworthy and unprepared. The words for you require nothing but believing hearts.
Congregational favorites from this side, Brian.
388, 1 and 4.
Hymn 388, stanzas 1 and 4. Verse 4. We'll continue with our offering. We could have the ushers come forward, please. reading of the Lord's Prayer for a blessed new year to come, and you get to begin.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Gracious God in heaven, you enable us to call you Heavenly Father through the saving work you have provided for us by your Son. Through the power of your Spirit and your Word, you have made us your adopted children. We therefore come to you as dear children to address their dear Father.
Hallowed be thy name.
Dear Father, we confess that in the past year we have often not kept your name holy in our lives. We often gave in to temptations, and thus we dishonored your name. Forgive us for Jesus' sake. Enable us through your Word and Spirit to keep your name holy in the new year. Provide us mercy through your Son when we fail.
Thy kingdom come.
Dear Father, in the past year we often ignored or overlooked opportunities to spread your reign of grace in the hearts of others. O Father in heaven, since our time is short, make us bold to be in the world, but not of the world. Through your Holy Spirit, give us a desire to be not only people of the Word, but also your ambassadors.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Dear Father, you work all things together for the good of your church. In the past year, we have often forgotten this truth. Our sinful pride has often insisted on our will rather than your will. Forgive us for Jesus' sake. Comfort us with the knowledge that what you will for us is always good, whether it be with times of trial or times of comfort and joy. Bend and shape our will to conform to your own.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Dear Father, there was never a day this past year where you did not provide for our needs. And yet we too often complained about what you did provide for us. Many times we have put our trust in the gifts rather than the giver. Forgive us for Jesus' sake. This coming year, keep us mindful of the source of our blessings and move our hearts to use the abundance which you provide to reach out to others with your saving gospel.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Dear Father, it is because you have forgiven us in Christ that we are able to come to you. When we were most unworthy, you looked on us with compassion and sent your only begotten Son to die for us. In this past year, there were times when we withheld forgiveness from a fellow sinner. Forgive us for Jesus' sake. And in this upcoming year, place your Son's cross before our eyes so that we willingly extend forgiveness and love to all.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Dear Father, there is evil in the world all around us. In this past year, however, we often failed to be on guard against the evil within us. Forgive us for Jesus' sake. In the coming year, help us to resist evil both without and within. Keep us steadfast in your word, so that when temptation comes, we may overcome it. And if our last hour shall come in the year ahead, mercifully deliver us from all evil by taking us home to heaven with you.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Dear Father, all glory and honor and power are yours. We ask all this with confidence through Christ our Savior. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Which means, yes, indeed, it shall be so. Receive now with believing hearts a blessing from your Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is the last hymn. I have to tell you that I knew of one dear woman who went through her hymnal every day. She'd start in the morning and go through each hymn. And that's what she did every single day. And I don't know if she still does it. I suppose she does. Hymns are great things. They can be used as prayers. They're all based on God's Word. And sometimes those words just strike you right when the Lord wants you to be lifted up and be comforted by them. If there are any hymns that we didn't get to today, I apologize. And instead of singing the last two stanzas of Hymn 716, I'd like to take another one more favorite hymns. Two more hymns. Or we could sing as many as we want to, actually. So, Jerry. 657. Hymn 657. Stanzas. That's Beautiful Savior, right? Hymn 657. Right towards the end of the hymnal there. Why don't we do 1 and 4? On this side? Anywhere? Less?
658,
1 and 4.
660 verse 1,
a fitting hymn to end a song service. Hymn 660 verse 1.